Have your Bibles today. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 13, and let's stand in honor of reading God's Word. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 1. Ezekiel 13, 1. And wherever we stop. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, hear the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, I come to you this morning. And Lord, again, I praise you and I honor you, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your house, Lord God, to answer your call, Lord God, to preach the gospel. Father, I pray that you'd use me, Lord God, as a mouthpiece of your people, Lord God, and I'd stand back and get out of the way, Lord God. And Father, you speak through me to your people, God. And I pray that as we open up your word, Lord God, that sometimes are difficult for us to understand, Lord God. But Father, help us, Lord God, to do only what you want done and say only what you want said, Lord God. And Father, I pray for, again, those that are sick this morning. Pray for those who have lost loved ones. And Father, I pray more than anything, Lord God, if Father, your spirit would come into this place, Lord God, and Father, that people would hear that word, Lord God, and Father, that word would change their hearts, Lord, and that they would come to know you, and we'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it all. In your name we pray. Amen. I have been, as I have for the last 2 months, going to the doctor every day, and I take my telephone, and God has been giving me these verses, and I really wasn't planning on preaching this morning, but I got to do what God wants me to do. And God is talking to the prophet Ezekiel, talking to the men and women or the children of Israel, and talking to you and I, talking to the preachers of today in this world that we live in. And he is pretty tough on what he says. The first thing I'll say before I even get started, and sometimes in my prayer I said, I hate to say some of the things that God wants me to say, but if it's God's word and if it's the truth, well, let it fall where it falls. The prophets of Israel in this day and time that Ezekiel was prophesying was talking to the children of Israel and leading them in the law and telling them everything that they wanted to hear to tickle their ears and leaving out God's word. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning as we go through these verses. And God is talking to Ezekiel and he is telling him, tell the prophets. And let's start in the very beginning. He says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, hear the word of the Lord. You see, we live in a day and time. I may have mentioned this at a funeral I preached yesterday in Rye, but we live in a day and time where there are so many different denominations, so many different so-called religious people, so many so-called theologians, so many people that have got too smart for God, and they want to take God's word and they want to turn it around and they want it to say what will fit their congregation, and they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. They don't want to take the chance on getting fired by the board of deacons, or they just want to keep everybody happy. The same thing was going on in this day. God told Ezekiel, and let's do it again, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, hear the word of God. There are many a Christian today There are many churches today, there are many pastors in the pulpit today that need to listen to what the Word of God is saying and forget what they want to say. I'm nothing special. I'm a country boy. Most of y'all know me. I was raised right here. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm not bragging. I am going to only tell y'all what the Lord tells me to tell you. And God is telling Ezekiel in this day and time that this is being written, that the Word of God is being written, that there are prophets out there that are saying all kind of different things, all kind of different ways, but there's only one way, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Lord is telling Ezekiel, he's saying, look, there are prophets out there saying to me this morning, there are teachers out there, there are preachers out there that are teaching everything that they want to teach. And look what the Lord says. He says, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart. You see, the last thing that I didn't think I would ever be in. The lady I buried yesterday, or the funeral we had yesterday, was a lady that was a childhood friend of mine. He and I were good friends, still good friends. But when I was about 15 or 16 years old and she was trying to correct me on some things in my life, I told her, there's no way you would ever thought that I would have preached her funeral. But that's the way God is. But the thing about it is, there's so many preachers today. There's so many pastors. There's so many deacons. There's so many people that are not doing what God wants them to do. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except the Son. That's the only way. There's no other way to Jesus Christ. So why do we water it down? Why do we worry? But God told his preachers, he told the disciples, he said, you go into the world, you preach the gospel, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that's what you do. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we live in a society and an age, and it didn't just happen. It's been evolving over the years where preachers decide that, you know, when I went to that seminary up there in Fort Worth, there's professors up there that think they're smarter than God. And that's exactly what the prophet Ezekiel is told by God to tell these people. He said, again, I'll read this to you. He says, the prophets of Israel who prophesy and say to those who prophesy out of their own hearts. Are you loving God out of your own heart, out of what you want to do? Is God telling you, hey, you need to go see old so-and-so tomorrow that's in the hospital, or you need to go see your friend that's going to die and go to hell? You need to witness to them. And you say, well, God, I don't have time tomorrow, maybe the next day. When God tells you to do something, and that's what he's prophesying to Ezekiel, when God, he's telling, tell those guys that are in Israel trying to preach my word, tell those people in the United States of America, the missionaries and everybody in the world that's trying to preach my gospel, don't do it on what their heart said, but do it on what the Spirit of God puts in the preacher's heart. Only God can tell me what to say. When I came to this church 15 years ago, they asked me a few questions. The board that hired me, or whatever you call me, and they asked me a few things. And two things that I said, I never will forget it, and I stick by it. I said, number one, I preach what God gives me to preach. And number two, whoever stands in that pulpit when I'm gone, I'm going to say who it is. Because God don't want anything coming from this pulpit but the Lord Jesus Christ. And God don't want me preaching anything except his message, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so Ezekiel is prophesying this, and we live in a time where the gospel has been watered down. There's all kind of ways to get to Jesus. There's all kind of ways. There's all kind of gods. There's just, and the thing about it, I was reading some statistics this week. Like 99% of the religions of the world believe that there is a life after. In Egypt, they've dug up mummies and things. They found dogs with them, food with them. Like there's all everybody believes there's another side. But nobody but the Christian people of the world believe it is in Jesus Christ. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And so in verse 3 says, thus says the Lord God, woe. And remember when we're going through the book of Revelation, what woe means. Woe means sudden distress, grief, regret. He says, he's telling the preachers, hold it up, stop it. Preach what I tell you to preach and not what I want, what you want to preach. Christian people, you tell people how to get to Jesus, not the way you want to tell them. There's only one gospel, people. That's what gets me. There's only one gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no other way to get. I've said this in the last 15 years a million times. There is no other way to get to heaven except Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. No other way. The only way to get saved, the people, you tell them, you preach to them that they are sinners. And what sin is, you preach to them that how to get rid of that sin, that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, he bled, he arose from that grave, and you preach to them that he's gone to prepare a place for you, and one day he's going to come again and receive you. There's no other message. There's no need twisting it. There's no need turning it. There's no need to say that we can do this in our church because our preacher or our board members or our board of deacons or our elders have decided that we're going to take this part of the Bible and we're going to omit it because there are too many pros and cons about it. People, there are no pros and cons about the Bible. The Bible is the Bible, and it says what it says, and God said that not a, how do you say it, not a letter, not a dot on the I or a T will be crossed. This word will live forever from now and on. When heaven and hell, when this whole earth has passed away, this word is going to stand and what's in it. So why put your faith and your hope in something else or some watered-down religion that some egghead has figured up how you're supposed to do, and you know, it's okay if you do that, and it's okay if you do this, and it's okay if you do that. It's not okay if God's word says don't do it. It's not okay. It's not okay because, just say I wasn't the man of God that I think I am, not bragging. And you come up to me and you say, Brother Glenn, do you think it's, I'm not even going to name something. Do you think it's okay if I do that? Oh, yeah, go. It ain't going to hurt just a little bit. You know, you can go ahead and do that. All you got to do is ask God to forgive you. That's not going to get it, people. That's not going to get it. God said, don't do many, many things, and that's exactly what God meant. And if a preacher or a teacher or a Christian is witnessing to people and they tell them there is another way, the Bible says he is a lie and the truth is not in him. That's what the Bible says. So Ezekiel was prophesying to these people, these foolish people. Next it says, verse 3 again, thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Think about that. How many preachers have you saw on TV? How many preachers in this world have you saw say something and said, what did he say? I think about when I had a lady in the church that I pastored, Millican Baptist Church. I had a lady there that was, I don't know what I'm going to say, she was hooked on Benny Hinn. And, you know, Benny Hinn, he was the faith healer. You know, he had people lined up in wheelchairs and all this stuff, and they'd come up there, and he didn't even have to anoint them with oil and touch. The Bible says one amongst the sick to anoint them with oil and pray over them, And they will be healed, and not only will they be healed, but they'll be saved. Benny Hinn, you ain't even got to touch him. He's got so much power in him, he just blows when they fall down and shake and get up and run out of their wheelchairs and stuff. That's what Ezekiel is talking about right here. He's talking about, hey, trying to prepare them for the Word of God, for the Son of God that is coming in the future, and telling them that that is the only way to go. I would hate to stand up here this morning and do what this says right. They preach in their own spirit. Lord, have mercy. And that's what's being done all over the world we live in today. It says, oh, Israel, you prophet. Your prophets are like foxes in the desert. You have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on that day of the Lord. In other words, he's saying, people, the United States of America, the world, the children of Israel back then, you are having church. You're trying to do good. Remember what he tells the churches in Revelation? I see you doing this, and I like this, and I like this, but you've done forgot where you come from. And so these churches a lot of churches today are doing everything but what God wants them to do, and God wants them to preach the gospel to the people all over the face of the earth. Thus says the Lord, whoa, hold it up. You foolish prophets who followed our own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the desert. You have not gone up into the gap to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in on that day of the Lord. They have envisioned futile, nothing. That's what that word means, nothing. They have envisioned nothing. The only thing that I can get to say to you this morning is what the Lord Jesus Christ has written down in this old book, the Bible, and it is God's Word, and it is alive, and it is living, and I can read that, and I can give you what His Spirit tells me to give you. I can say nothing else. What else would I want to say? I can tell you one thing right in the middle of this. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is the day of salvation, and you need to find Him today. Because believe me, it ain't going to get no better. I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to get no better, people. They can say what they want to, you know. They can say it's going to be peace, all that mess going on in the Middle East. That's another sermon. But I'm going to tell you, today is the day of salvation. Don't be foolish about God's Word and what God is telling you to do. On the other hand, I'm talking about preachers, and probably a bunch of them will look at this afternoon or hurt, and they'll be talking bad about me, but that's okay. I'm not only talking about preachers, I'm talking about Christian people, I'm talking about deacons, I'm talking about elders, I'm talking about people that all of us, it's not just my job to witness to people, it's not just my job to pray for those that are sick. I send out a prayer list every Monday morning. It's got about 100 people on it now. Pray for each and every one of them. Do what they say. Do what God tells you to do, and that is to carry His Word to them. Verse 5 says, you have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall. What the gaps? I'm going to go ahead and read some of it because I want to explain to you what it. And what is going on here, to put it all in a nutshell, the prophets are prophesying on their own spirit, on their own mind. And you get over here, I'm going to flip a couple pages over and read a couple verses. In verse 10, it says, because they have seduced my people, saying, peace within their... when there is no peace, and one builds a wall, and they plaster it with untempered mortar. That's where I want to get to. Untempered mortar. In other words, if the Word of God is not, if the messenger of God, if myself or anybody is teaching the Word of God or witnessing to somebody, it cannot be on your own thought. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, I will go before you. You do what I tell you to do. He tells you to go witness to Tom or Betty or Sue or whoever it is. He has already went ahead and moved, but you don't do it just because you want to. And I've told y'all, I don't know why God has been putting this in me for the last 4 or 5 weeks or months, that you don't just come up here today and get saved because today is the day you're picking to get saved. You got to be led by the Spirit. I just read, not on your own account. You got to have that mortar that sticks them bricks together. Buddy's bricklayer, Charlie's bricklayer. And what, that's what he uses, building a wall with no mortar. There's churches being built. There's people being deceived because they're not putting the mortar. And the mortar is the Word of God and the Spirit of God that lives within us. And we have to worship Him, and we have to do what God tells us to do. Let's see, where am I? 5. Read 5 again. You have not gone up to the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. And it says, they envision futility, which means nothing, and false deviation, saying, and deviation means useless stuff. That, thus says the Lord, but the Lord has not sent them yet. They hope that the word may be confirmed. People, the Lord has sent his son, Jesus Christ. He has, but the story is not finished yet. And you have time today to reach out to God. If you feel the Holy Spirit in your heart, that is what is making you sick. That is what, remember when you was in sports, when you was in junior high and you, 7th grade, 8th grade, you played your first football game or baseball game, that, you know, you got these bugs in your stomach you can't get rid of, that's the Holy Spirit trying to move you to God right now this morning. But you have to obey that Spirit. Thus says the Lord, but the Lord has not sent them yet. They hope that the word may be confirmed. Verse 7, have you not seen a futile, a useless vision? And have you not spoken false deviation, which means uselessness? Yes, says the Lord, but I have not spoken. In other words, you're preaching what I'm telling you to preach, and I had to open my mouth. That's what he's saying. And you're preaching what I want, what you want to preach, not what I've told you to preach. He said, they're doing it on their own. They're doing what they want to. And I hadn't said a word. Do you realize that, people? There are so many things going on in the world that we live in. There are so many, it just kills me, these guys that write these books. They'll write one book, it'll sell 1 million copies, and they'll write another one just like it, and it'll sell 1 million copies, and they go on and go until it plays out. You know, they're doing what they want to do. This may be hard to understand. Being a Christian is not hooked on a feeling. If you come out here this morning and you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that don't mean that your problems are over with. That means your problems are fixed to start. And that means that the only way that you're going to make it is through the Spirit of God and God telling you how and what to do. That you can be. But these TV preachers preaching, you know, give me $500. I'm looking out there and they're shaking their head at the TV screen. I know there's people out there with cancer this morning. Send me $500 and you'll be healed. How many people are watching it? Millions. Out of that many, don't you think some of them are going to get healed, but it's not because of what he said. But he's using that to conceive and to just demolish the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God is saying, you said that. But I ain't opened my mouth. See? What is, if you want to get into the Word of God, spend the time that you watch TV preachers. Now, I'm not talking about all of them. Don't get me wrong. Do I? Yeah, yeah. There's all kind of religion that's rewrote the Bible, has done what they want to do. They take it, turn it, twist it, do what they... And that's exactly what the prophets of Israel was doing. Exactly. But if you want to know God, get into this right here. You wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep. I woke up last night at 1 o'clock coughing my head off, and I just went in there and sat by the table in the kitchen and read the Bible, but did God give me this right here? If you want to know God, don't depend on, I want you to listen when I'm teaching. I want you to do what God's Word tells you to do. And I want you, if you ever got a problem with anything I say, to come and tell me. But I want you to get into the Word of God. That's where you get your strength from. It's not from me. It's not from that devotional I send out every morning. It's not from Wednesday night Bible study. It's not from everything that you do here that I say here. You listen to the Spirit of God. God said, y'all doing all this, and I hadn't opened my mouth. You know, you building this big sanctuary. You raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. You doing all these things, but I ain't opened my mouth. You know what else God said? He said that a house divided will not stand. There is no way that you can serve God and man. And that is the reason that all over this country that we're living in, a lot of those, you say, what happened to old? I'll go back in my day. Y'all probably never ever heard of him. There was a preacher one time at having big revivals, A.A. Allen. He was holding revivals all over the country and people being saved. What happened to him? Ain't around no more. He got too turned up in the things of the world. He got away from God. Promise Keeper organization. I was in for a good while. I went to Washington, D.C. to the Million Man March up there at the head. A wonderful thing. They got away from God. They're doing what they want to do. They're laying bricks and they ain't got no mud. They ain't got no mortar. You can't do what God tells you to do. You can't live the way God wants you to live without the Holy Spirit of God in your heart. I'm talking about God drawing you to Him and you being saved. That's the only way you're going to be saved. The only way. He goes on here to say, and we got a baptism here a little bit. Let me, in verse 8, therefore, thus says the Lord, because you have spoken nonsense. You have spoken nonsense. And in vision lies. Therefore, I am indeed against you. People, you don't want the Lord against you. You don't want the Lord against you. Because the Lord controls every heartbeat and every breath. You don't want the Lord against you. And it says, I am against you. I am indeed against you, says the Lord. My hand will be against the prophets who envision foolishness. And who divine lies, they shall not be in the assembly of my people, nor be written in the records of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, because they have seduced my people, saying, peace, for there is no peace. And I'm going to tell you right now, people look at this war in Israel, there's people, you know, God tells us to pray for the peace of Israel, and everything's going on. I've mentioned at the very beginning, Israel is still running. And God, it's such a perfect illustration that God just gave me. Israel is just like you and I. God told us how He wanted us to live. He gave us His Word. He gave, but they're still running. Are you still running today? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Are you still running from Him? Are you running to Him? And God is saying, if you are not for me, then you must be against me. And so we have to make up our mind as adults, as teenagers, as people of God, we're going to do what God said. And if you're going to teach, and if you're going to preach, if you're going to do anything in God's church, you better make sure that you're following God's guidance. Not only in the church, in the pulpit, in your individual life, make sure you're doing what God wants you to do. Peace. Verse 10 says, because they have seduced my people, saying peace when there is no peace. And one builds a wall that plasters it with untempered mortar. To those who plaster it with untempered mortar, that it will fall. People, if you don't put your hand in the hand of Jesus Christ, if you don't put your trust and belief and hope in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and believe Him, you are not going to make it. You're trying to build a house with no mortar. If you're trying to live for the world and do the things of the world and do the things of God, it's not going to work. I don't know why God keeps telling me in John 14. John 14 is the nutshell. God says, Jesus is talking to His disciples, and He says, He's sitting there, He looks at them and says, believe in God, believe also in me. He's just talking to them. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, I'm going to go there and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will return again and receive you unto myself. And that's when Thomas looked at him and said, what are you talking about? He looked at Thomas and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through the Son. There's no other way. You can try all these other ways. You can try all these programs, all these things that man has come up with. There's only one way. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'll say it. Don't make any difference how much you know the Bible. It's good to know the Bible. Don't make any difference how many times you come to church. Don't make any difference how many people you witness to. Don't make any difference how many verses you can quote. Don't make any difference how much money you give to the church, how many dishes you wash, how much grass you mow, how many times you paint the church. What makes a difference is, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And are you trusting Him and living by His Word, not by some man's word? Ask yourself that question. Let's stand. Father God, I come to you this morning. And Lord, I praise you and I honor you, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have spoken to your people, Lord God. And Father, I pray right now and just ask you, Lord God. Father, if there's one here, if Sister Ruth comes to the piano, if there's one here that doesn't know you, Lord God, that they make their way to you right now, Lord God. Don't put it off, because help them to understand they have to be drawn by your precious Spirit, and it is that Spirit right now that is drawing them. And I pray right now, God, maybe there's people that want to join this church. Maybe there's those that don't know you. Maybe there's those that just need a closer walk with you, God. I pray right now that we'd do that, Lord. We'll give you the praise, we'll give you the honor, we'll give you the glory. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen.